Question 19. In April 2007, the United States Senate debated a bill to permit federal funding for research using newly derived human embryonic stem cell lines, and so, in essence, to encourage the destruction of embryos for research. The outlines of the ethical dispute were quite familiar. Opponents said the embryos, which they took to be developing human beings, should not be treated as raw materials for research. Supporters countered that the embryos could not be considered human persons, and therefore that concerns about their fate should not stand in the way of promising research. But the most prominent line of argument was not about the ethical issues at the heart of the debate. It was about the potential utility of the embryos in question, and the horrors they might help to overcome. The debate, more than anything, was a discussion of human vulnerability to nature's wrath, and of the terrible injustice of disease.